You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wildfire smoke from Canada is hanging over Wisconsin for the seventh day. The DNR says the air quality alert runs through noon today and again could be extended. Experts say the jet stream and a high pressure system are pushing the smoke down into the state, making the air unhealthy to breathe for some. There's a Milwaukee response to the measles. With cases now reported in Wisconsin, Milwaukee officials are giving out free measles shots at city clinics to try and stop the spread. With vaccination rates lower than the national average around here, health leaders called the situation urgent. Parents are being told to check their children's immunizations to protect against the highly contagious disease. A Milwaukee businessman is facing federal charges, accused of running a real estate investment scheme and spending most of the funds on himself. The SEC says Joseph Natoma and his companies raised almost $2 million from investors, promised big returns, but funneled over 80% of the cash to personal accounts instead of real estate deals. Court documents say Natoma exaggerated his real estate success and didn't own anywhere near the properties he claimed. The complaint notes his pitch targeted many in the Nigerian-American community. Natoma has asked for a jury trial as the case plays out in Milwaukee. While it may be fun to talk about, no one wants to take it home. Bidding ends today on the remains of the boat left in Lake Michigan. Milwaukee County is auctioning off the abandoned boat Deep Thought to try to recover $20,000 spent on its removal. Bids so far have fallen short of expectations. The boat, which ran aground last October, is in poor condition and likely won't float again. The buyer will be responsible for removing the boat from the lot from where it currently sits. The diverging diamond discussion is today in Waukesha County. The DOT is holding a public session regarding the big changes coming to I-94 and County Highway F. The plan is to build what's called a diverging diamond interchange where traffic crosses over in an attempt to improve turning and reduce crashes. You can peep out plans for the project at a public meeting today at the state office building on Barstow in Waukesha. Milwaukee's Bronzeville Week keeps rolling with events today, including a kids' paint session and a virtual style and wellness program this afternoon. Later in the day, there's a new event offering healing experiences rooted in Bronzeville culture. The block party tomorrow will take place on Garfield between MLK Drive and Val Phillips Avenue. The week-long celebration is meant to showcase art, health, and community in the heart of Bronzeville. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, going seven innings. Manager, Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the fifth inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In just a few weeks, Jaws will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a return to the big screen for 1 week. Not to be outdone, Star Wars will also commemorate its 50th anniversary. It's a ways away, but Disney just announced the release is scheduled for April 30th, 2027. The Naked Gun cracked up audiences over the weekend. A subplot of the film is the romance that developed between stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Neeson's deceased wife, Natasha Richardson, died in 2009 after a fall while skiing. The actress, who seemed fine at first, later developed a subdural hematoma and passed away at the age of 45, which Neeson has been dealing with for years. Not only does Neeson seem to be happy dating Anderson, but he appears to have the approval of his late wife's family as well. Actress Jolie Richardson, Neeson's former sister-in-law, sent heart emojis after Pamela Anderson posted about the Naked Gun. That's right, folks. I break all the big stories. Still lots of time for summer fun in Wisconsin as the state fair is in full swing. There are lots of good music options, especially if you like a trip down memory lane. Some of the acts include Boyz II Men, Darius Rucker, that's Hootie without the blowfish, Queensryche, Great White, and Quiet Riot, that's a trio that will blow the roof off the joint even at an outdoor venue. Party safely, folks. Actress Lonnie Anderson has passed away. Anderson played Secretary Jennifer Marlowe on the show WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran from 1978 to 1982. Anderson had built up a decent resume doing guest starring roles before getting the chance to audition. At first, she turned down the role, saying she didn't want to be a stereotypical blonde. The producers took her notes and made her the secretary that doesn't get coffee, doesn't take dictation, and is the smartest person in the room. She was nominated for an Emmy twice for the role. Lonnie Anderson was 79 years old. Fantastic Four: The First Steps was tops at the box office this past weekend, despite a bigger attendance dip than prognosticators initially thought. The film opened strong with $117 million last weekend, but dropped off by almost 70% to pull in only $40 million this past weekend. According to Variety, that is a sign the film has not connected with audiences beyond superhero fans. The film is sitting at $198 million domestically and cost $200 million to make. Coming in second place was The Bad Guys 2, which brought in just under $23 million, matching the original film's take on opening weekend in 2022. Audience scores were through the roof, which could mean the film will be in theaters for a while. Landing in third place with $17 million at the gate was the highly anticipated The Naked Gun. The film pulled in another $12 million overseas. Audience scores for this comedy are also strong. Superman and Jurassic World Rebirth rounded out the top five. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have a little more of that hazy wildfire smoke out there again today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.